Seeing as how 40 million adults in the United States age 18 and older suffer from anxiety, we thought we'd address the issue today. That's like 18.1% of the U.S. population. But even though anxiety disorders are highly treatable, only 36.9% of those suffering receive treatment. And from there, only 10% will receive proper treatment for their diagnosis. And about half of the people diagnosed with anxiety disorders also suffer from depression, which can lead to other mental illnesses.
There are many types of anxiety. Some types of anxiety are generalized anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, also known as OCD, phobias, social phobias, panic attacks, post-traumatic stress disorder, which is also known as PTSD, and agoraphobia. All these types of anxiety affect all different people, so you might not have heard of some of these types of anxieties before, but that's okay because I'm going to tell you about them. Agoraphobia is being afraid to leave environments he or she knows and considers to be safe, from fear of having anxiety or a panic attack. Phobias are intense fears of situations that aren't actually dangerous and can cause people to avoid these situations. Social phobias are triggered by social situations or talking in front of a large group of other people. PTSD occurs after being in a traumatic situation. Symptoms include flashbacks, nightmares, or consistent fear of after the fact. These are only a few of the disorders listed above clarified, but if you want to know more, you can go to beyondblue.org and learn about certain types of anxieties and their symptoms. As Matt Haig once said, it is very hard to explain to people who have never known serious depression or anxiety the sheer continuous intensity of it. There is no off switch. Did you know anxiety is one of the most common mental illnesses in the U.S.? I would know. I suffer from anxiety myself. I have suffered from this disorder for 14 years now, and I really know what it's like to feel the full effects of anxiety. Some of the symptoms I have are the feeling of despair, short and staggered breaths, and the feeling that my head is going to explode. These are just some of the symptoms I suffer from, and there are many more, such as an intense worry about my safety or the safety of my loved ones, having a general sense that something bad is about to happen, the fear of making the wrong decision, feeling twitchy or trembling, overthinking plans and solutions to all possible worst-case scenarios, and even more. And now I'll hand it over to Tessa to talk about our solutions to these disorders.
Thanks, Maggie. So our solution is that we're going to try to get more people aware about anxiety. We can do this by getting you, the listeners, to hold events in your community about anxiety. So do your research and get to it, because the more you know, the more you can help out, and the more aware your community will be, which is always a good thing. And if you don't want to get that public with the information we know that you know, you can always talk to one of your school administrators about how to spread more awareness in your school. For example, you could talk to your school counselor to see about having talks with classes or even grades about anxiety. As Chuck Norris once said, it's official, the biggest back-to-school bullies are anxiety, worry, and fear. Again, the more awareness, the better.
See you next time!